And welcome, everybody, to episode, 681 of RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I mean, okay, it's fine.
I think that's... We could just cut that out and, like, replay that infinitely, I think, with you, Breakman. Like, it's all,
How you doing today? How's the weather outside? How's the country doing?
Well, I agree with that last part, man. I mean, I guess is the best way. I mean, gas prices soaring. I don't know how it is in New York. I mean, I expected this.
It's so. Everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I totally expected the gas to go up. Soon as
there's, there's supposed to be a winter storm warning, but it looks like it's not really snowing anymore.
Yeah. What were you saying, Brake?
The whole gas thing is complete and total bullshit. You know, it just really pisses me off because there is no reason for the prices to skyrocket other than greed.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I can't wait. Like, I'm very happy that, like, GM...
beginning to think supply and demand is kind of a... It's kind of a lie because like, if the supply is lower, wouldn't the prices go up?
Yeah.
Well, the supply and demand is fine. The thing is, there's an artificial supply and demand.
Right.
The people who control the oil control the supply.
Right.
It's sort of like you remember the Mad Max movies? Like,
I mean, we can't just water. Consume oil.
Yes. And that's a great point.
It's a non-renewable resource, but like. They probably have more than they're telling us.
Well, no doubt. You hit on a good point, Brake. You know what? Let's save this for topic two for free for all because it's an interesting topic that the supply and demand thing, and we'll get to it when we talk about that in free for all. But let's. I think we should start with some news here. Like
normal. I mean, yeah. Let's.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, what do we got first?
Okay, King Arthur and Knight's Tale, or just Knight's Tale, has been delayed to April 26th, so only just about a month from its March 29th date.
Yeah.
And that was from its previous delay of February 15th.
You know, we talked about this a few months back that we're actually up to a year ago. We talked about this, like, there's going to be, I mean, the delays are just going to be almost endless for the next couple of years, I think. So,
it's on early access. So the game's out. It's just not finished technically. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's going to be delays.
And it's only for the PC release. The consoles versions haven't even launched out yet.
Well, the consoles are going to release regardless.
That's probably the reason for the delay, though.
Maybe. But
it says improving localization and voice acting as well as general polishing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's always a good excuse to delay your game for extra polishing, if you know what I mean. I mean, that's fine. I mean, a month is no big deal. So if you're really anticipating this King Arthur Knight's Tale game, be prepared for another month. So not a big issue, I don't think. Wow, this is a big deal, Breakman. You want to lead us into this
one? Yeah, speaking of delays, and this is an indefinite delay, which is kind of scary because... If you're like me, I was kind of looking forward to the game.
Hey guys, remember what happened to Gundam when they aired it on Toonami and then 9/11 happened? They canceled it after like skipping an episode, and then I think it went through a cycle, and then they canceled it shortly after that.
Yeah.
Well, because of the ongoing war in Ukraine, thanks Putin, you fucking dick. Because of you, not only are people dying, but we're also going to lose Advanced Wars 1 and 2 reboot camp. Which was, by all looks, it looked like it was a done, complete game.
Well, they'll probably still release it, just maybe like 5 years later, maybe.
I just don't...
It's an indefinite delay, so it's probably going to be after the war is like either over or died down type thing. I mean, it'll come out eventually, but it's like
maybe not this year.
Yeah.
By all accounts, Russia's getting its ass kicked, by the way. I mean, everything that I've seen, I don't know if that's...
They took out drones with POTS.
I don't know
which
if that
speaks the volumes to the integrity of the structure of drones.
I don't know if it's American propaganda, because you know how like the mainstream media, whether it be Fox News or CNN or MSNBC, always fucking lies. Like you can't rely on either. Either
it sounds like there's a manpower issue on with Russia, because like they're basically tricking teenagers into signing up for the
military. It's just really weird. Like I thought Russia was a well-oiled machine and was just going to march into Kiev and that was going to be it. They were going to throw out.
No,
Zelensky.
It's like I think the people of Russia are tired of the fascist bullshit that's being pulled out by its leaders.
I don't think that's
true. Which disguises itself as communist.
No, I don't think that's true, Eric. Because if you listen to like interviews on the ground, like 3 out of 4 people are firmly behind Putin. I mean, it's really weird. Like you listen to the people there, and they're like they're all for it. They're like, fuck.
Well,
Ukraine.
If you think the propaganda in America is bad,
it's bad there.
In Russia is
it's really bad there.
State media all the news is pretty much state media run.
Yeah,
there's only like a couple independent outlets, and from what I heard, they've shut down because of what's going on in the war, or they've been they've been shut down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're right.
That's cracking though, maybe.
What's that?
You think that shell's being cracked, though?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, with the advancement of like other people doing reporting outside looking in, I think there is a crack in that shell, Eric. I mean, that's a very good point. We could talk about that as well. I mean, there's lots to talk about, but I mean, look at the effect. I mean, of all things, advance. I mean, why are they delaying it though? Is Russia that big of a market?
I'm guessing because if you want to release a game, you're going to release it in Europe, and Russia is one of those European states.
Well, it's not just that. Like you mentioned before, what with Gundam and 9/11, like people.
Well, Gundam. They dropped a colony somewhere, and a building fell. It's basically the same thing.
Right, and there was, what was it that also got canceled? Because they there was something where they destroyed a building in it. A TV show, I think.
Yeah.
Or a movie, maybe, was delayed. But just like, this isn't the first time when there's a war or something to that effect, where people are dying, where developers like, hey, like I don't want to be associated with that in any way, and I also don't want to look insensitive.
Yeah.
So,
well, maybe the Advance Wars moniker, the name itself, would be kind of insensitive. Nintendo's got
It's war. We've got war going on. This guy's got war in the title, but whatever.
Right. I mean, I guess I could see from that point of view, but still, it's a fucking cartoony video game.
Call of Duty gets a break for not having a game this year at all, and even if it did, it would be coming out much later anyway.
Oh, it would. Yeah, they wouldn't care about the release date of a Modern Warfare game. They would fuck. Anyways, yeah. Freak 5 says, this past weekend in Des Moines, Friday was really nice out. Saturday, multiple tornadoes. Sunday, it fucking snowed. Monday, 3 teens were shot outside a high school not too far from my house. One died, the other two were in critical condition. The one who died is my son's age, and if we weren't doing virtual schooling, he would be going to that school. It's a scary thought, isn't it, Freak 5? I mean, there was a reason why I put my kids in a charter school when I, you know, was with my ex. I mean, it's becoming very clear that there's a big time gun problem in this country, and you know, I'm a Second Amendment guy. I believe in the Constitution, but you know, no restrictions mean you're going to have these type of problems. You know, and mental health awareness is a big part of it. We've talked ad nauseum on this show. It really sucks. But
a lot of the problem is we have a lot of laws on the books that are just completely ignored.
Yeah, yeah, and they need to. I mean, I don't understand why the NRA doesn't want like mental health checks on some of these people. Like they,
and it's
hard
to get therapy because therapy is expensive, more expensive than normal health care.
Yeah,
well, that's already expensive. It's because they've been taking a lot of foreign dollars.
Yeah, that's true too.
From countries like Russia, they've been taking Russian money, and
that is true.
Let's just pitch guns.
That's true. Okay, that's true. I mean, the more guns they sell, the more money they make. But I hear the NRA is crumbling. Like financially. Like, they're having a really tough time. So,
well, the current owners, what I just talked about, he's implicated in that and some other dubious things, and he's definitely been hurting NRA.
Yeah.
But they just won a court battle, though, so don't count the NRA out.
No, I'm definitely not. I mean, they've got a conservative majority, and they will even with this. I mean, it's going to get a little bit better once Byers retires finally, and, you know, it'll be like, what, 5-4? So it'll be slightly better, but it's not looking really pretty, I mean, to be honest.
No, it's not. This year's, it does not look good for human rights in general.
Right. Anything else on this story, Break?
Was I reading this story?
Yes,
you were. Oh, I guess it was. Okay, then yeah, no, I'm
done. Oh, yeah, and I do want to mention there. Here it says, as noted by RPG fan, this is remarkably the second time an Advance Wars game has been delayed due to real-life political strife, with the European release of the original game released in 2001 due to the September 11 terrorist attacks.
Yeah. Okay.
Damn it.
I know. God damn it.
You can't escape this curse, apparently.
Yeah, you know
stop
what?
Stop making Advance Wars games.
Right.
As much as I want more Advance Wars games, you're just going to have to stop making them.
I know. You know what else can't escape delays and even cancellations? Guys, Pillars of Eternity.
Did you not survive? No.
Yeah, Pillars of Eternity 2, Deadfire, no longer coming to the Nintendo Switch, coming to us from RPGSide.net. So I think it's because they said the Switch just can't handle it, is the gist of it.
Yeah, like, I heard the Switch port of Pillars of Eternity wasn't that great either, and even the console versions aren't that great, because a PC game where you're supposed to be using a mouse doesn't really translate well to...
No, I played the first one, Eric, and it plays fine. I didn't have any issues with the first one.
You can definitely get around that. Like
but it's still probably more cumbersome than it needs to be.
I didn't have much problems with it. I thought it was fine. In other words, they did a really good job with it, the first one. I didn't play the second one, but I know for sure the first one was just fine on the PS4.
What's going on with the second game's engine, though, that can't do it or something?
Well, look, this is what they're saying, okay? Stated that the hardware limitations prevented the publisher from providing sought-after updates on the game's performance. I mean, it's a matter of hardware, Eric.
But the first game's out, and it's using the same engine. No, was it doing more that it just can't do it anymore?
Well, apparently...
Sequels are supposed to be more impressive games, you know? They are supposed to be more technically advanced.
Right.
I agree with them saying, you know what, this just isn't up to our standards.
Right.
We're just going to scrap it, as opposed to releasing a game that's going to be panned or whatever.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I guess they realized that whatever issues the first game had, they couldn't fix, so they didn't want to bother with this one.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, they did have problems, I remember, with the Switch version. Mogul Mails in chat, good friend, of course I mentioned Freak5 and Wyland, but also Slago. What's up, Slago?
The Switch is an old console, and we need a new one.
Yeah, I mean, it is getting to that point. I mean, this is a PC game, and a very strong PC game. So, man, that sucks, Slago. I'm glad you got back in. Look, I agree with you, Break, man. Like, this is a case of a publisher saying, look, your stuff's just not on...
Is this game on Game Pass, Eric, by the way? Are both these games on Game Pass? Because Obsidian developed both of them, so...
Well, they should be, I mean, if they're not...
I mean, the publisher is THQ Nordic, so I don't know how they deal with that.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, this is a good move on their part. It's basically telling Nintendo, look, we can't put our games on there. Our stuff is too powerful for your, you know, handheld systems. Maybe they'll wait for Nintendo to come out with another system, and then they'll think about porting it over to that system.
Probably re-release Pillars of Eternity on there too.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I think Pillars of Eternity is a great game. I mean, it's like a Diablo game, but, you know, slightly different world, really good story, great spells, great monsters. It's like a Dungeons & Dragons game.
I want to play Divine Divinity 2. I heard that's really good.
Yeah. Let's see. Freak 5 says, we had dinner at one of my wife's friend's house a couple days ago. I farted and then looked behind me and noticed one of her cats was there. The cat was giving me a dirty look. Way to blame the cat there, Freak 5. Way to not be a man and own up to your own stench. Let's see. Slagar says, took a 21 slot pass with multiple caps and symbols. That's the way to do it, Slagar. Phil Collins, that's funny. All right. Let's see. Or do it talk back, or is it silent? Slagar says. Okay.
You know that cat was thinking, it's like, bitch, I hope you sleep here tonight.
Oh, I know. The cat will get you back, man. Cats remember. And
no, cats are never silent. They'll just give you a judgmental stare.
Oh, they'll do more than that. They will remember.
And then like, they'll fuck you up for your
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. The cats remember every fucking thing. So always be nice to your cats, because if, the minute that you don't, have you ever seen a cat just like look at you and then just like throw something off of a counter? It's because you know what I'm talking about, Breakman. The motherfuckers remember, and they do shit on purpose.
They're looking at you. Hey, bam. Oh, was that something you liked? Yeah. Oh, how about this right here? Wham.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you don't like that one? How about this shot glass? You know, I mean, anything you have on the counter.
That thing you brought back from that place you went and you didn't invite me.
Oh, yeah.
Smash.
Oh, you remember when you went to Vegas and didn't take me with you? Here's your commemorative plate that you bought very expensively at the souvenir shop. You know, I mean, they do that shit all the time, man. Freak says...
Remember when you stored me in a cage with strangers for a week? Well, I'm shredding your curtains.
Exactly. And I'm going to do it right in front of your face, too. Freak 5 says, I am owning up to the fart. The cat was giving me a dirty look because I farted in its face. Oof. Man, that's even worse, man. You wait. That cat will remember, Freak 5. Next time you go over
there,
it'll like,
fart in your face next time.
It'll do that or stick its butthole in your nose or some weird thing.
It's just wait until they're alone.
Like, yep. Yep.
And then it's just going to be sitting there staring at him in this kind of like
knock-over its kitty litter box.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you, Brake, man. That cat will remember, man. I'm telling you. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is Forspoken. It's also been delayed. It's the last delay story for this week.
Yeah.
But October 11th.
Yeah.
Let's see why. It doesn't really say.
It says they're polishing the game. In the big thing, it says they're polishing it, which is good. I'm glad that they're taking an extra time. Freak 5 says, oh, this Lego spaceship that you took hours to put together? Smash. Yep, exactly. Oh, you want to go to bed? Well, I just peed on your side of the bed. How about that?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah. Ouch. Hey, remember how you changed my litter box just an hour ago?
Well,
it wasn't quick enough for me, motherfucker.
I know. They're fucking cats, man. They're diabolical, man. They really are.
Well, speaking of Square Enix, apparently, unsurprisingly, Babylon's Fall is doing terribly.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a live service game made by Platinum Games.
Oh. All right, Breakman, you are next.
Coming to us live from RPG site, the Diofield Chronicle is the next tactical RPG from Squinix.
I don't know if it's worse. Dio or Dio, but I want to make the JoJo joke.
Oh, if it's Dio, then, you know, if it's Ronnie James Dio RPG, then okay, that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to...
Dio Field.
I want to hear the soundtrack to this. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, that might be interesting, yeah. But if it's a Dio Field, then this is a worse name than Triangle Strategy. Like, what the fuck is going on over there, Squinix? What are you guys doing with your naming that's coming up with this shit? Anyway,
today's... the Dio and the Field are capitalized, but it's a compound word. So what's going on there?
Yeah.
Who knows? A strategy RPG made in partnership with Landcast that appears to tap into a little tactical... SE Nostalgia. The publisher announced
this
game.
This is the Atrium guys.
Okay, let's go. PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Series X, X, X and S, Switch, and Steam. So this is coming out for pretty much fucking everything. The game will be voiced with English and Japanese, as well as French, German, and Chinese subtitles. Some of its key art may have gotten fans a little hopeful that the game would be a Final Fantasy Tactics reveal, but Squanix has confirmed this is a new franchise, just with talent from its flagship series.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody keeps wishing for Final Fantasy Tactics 2. It's never coming out, people. Just
stop.
Stop.
Try to stop. Have my Tactics feelings. Too. Stop. Fuck
in fact,
my feelings.
Had a Tactics Advance 2.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's see. Freakpipe says...
I'm pretty sure that Tactics War of the Lions will get a HD remaster at some point.
Honestly. I know, but I want a sequel. I want a direct sequel to that game. I want instead of like just re-releasing it. Come on, man.
Come on,
Squinix. Get on.
I just have this vision of this Dio Field game, like Ronnie James Dio is one of the playable characters, like with the guitar, and he strums the guitar, and like lightning shoots out of it as a spell and shit like that. Freakpipe says they shit an inch away from the litter box, and they circle you while cleaning their litter box, so they can use it as soon as it's clean. Guess that isn't that bad. I would rather use a freshly cleaned bathroom too. Oh, are you sleeping? I'm going to zoom around the house and across your sleeping body. I know that cats do that.
If a cat could use a marker, then it'd probably draw all over your face too.
It would. It totally would, man. If it had opposable, can you imagine if a cat had opposable thumbs? Holy fuck, man, we'd be so fucked. I think you did that story, right, Breakman? So that means.
Yeah.
That means I get to do the next Square Enix story about them revealing Valkyrie Elysium launching in 2022 on PS4, PS5, and PC. So it's been over a decade since we saw a release. So basically the gist of it, there's some familiar systems. I'm trying to get the video going here. That's why I'm kind of trying to delay things a little bit. Oh, wow. I like how my computer just decided to put two new windows on my screen here. That's fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, no video for this, guys. Nier Automata character designer Yuya Nagai of Psy Designation will also revisit his partnership with Square Enix, assuming the same role in Valkyrie Elysium. Series composer Motoi Sakuraba returns to the project too, along with other familiar gameplay elements like the Einherjar. In Valkyrie Profile,
Einherjar, by the way.
Einherjar. Einherjar. I mean, that's spelled really weird. Slamaria, Einherjar were recruitable characters that had the varying effects on the story and fought alongside you in battle. So, sort of like summons, I'm assuming. Right? So there you go. That's a new one from.
You're kind of slipping off, son. I don't want you to move. I'm just trying to pull you up. Oh, sorry, cat. I meant to mute myself. My bad.
It's all good. You're next, Breakman.
I'm talking to my cat live on the air. My bad. Coming to us live from RPG site. Disgaea 6 complete launches on June 28th for PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4.
It wasn't it my turn.
Well, you do the next one, Eric.
No
worries.
You skip the Chrono Trigger
one? I did. No, he's doing
the... I'm going to the Sky one. Yeah, you after this, then you do the Chrono Trigger one. Yeah. Free upgrade from the PS4 to the PS5 version will also be available, so there you go.
I just said to silence my phone, because notifications were popping up.
Yeah, you shouldn't talk on your phone. Like people shouldn't talk to their cats while they're doing a podcast.
God, we're all messed up, man. Okay, so that was Disgaea. Next, the Chrono Trigger, Eric.
Anyways, Chrono Trigger PC and mobile update to add ultra-wide support and more this week. This is new features include the support for 21x9 ultra-wide resolution. And apparently they're not fixing any bugs, but I don't know how many are actually left in this version of the game. But it includes other new life quality of life support. But it improves compatibility, so I guess they're prepping it for Steam Deck.
I mean, how hard is it to fucking do updates for a 16-bit fucking game, man? I mean, really, we have to worry about all this.
Updates cost time and money.
I mean, it should be pretty simple, though. It's not like a modern game where you have to have all this shit.
But I don't know why you want to play this game on an ultra-wide screen setup anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. It's so weird. All right. Next story comes to us from RPGSite.net. Cosmic horror action RPG Dolmen.
Some people wonder that if it's a necessary step for a console port, though. Like, maybe they gotta fix some extra things before they consider doing that.
I guess. Cosmic horror action RPG Dolmen launches on May 20th for PlayStation, Xbox, and PC. So all the systems, pretty much. It originally launched as a Kickstarter in 2018, raising more than $20,000 for the project. Now, that's pretty good little seed money. I mean, not a ton, but, you know, enough to get it going, I guess. The game is described as a sci-fi, Lovecraftian, cosmic horror action RPG where the player needs to overcome various bosses and survive in hostile environments as the unique story reveals secrets of a mysterious crystal called Dolmen. Release date can be found below. You can check out the story trailer, which I'm showing right now. And it explains a little bit. It looks like a generic RPG-wise. Maybe the story is pretty good. I don't know. Slater says, forgot to look at Mario Day sales. Is there anything worth grabbing?
Most of the stuff is like $40.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see anything super it's compelling.
Like, it doesn't include any of the newer stuff. So, like, if you're thinking about getting 3D World and Bowser's Fury, I don't think it's on the sale.
Yeah. All right, and Eric, go ahead and do the last story, please.
Well, the last story is that Gotham Knights has a release date for October 25th, and that's coming out on PlayStation 5 for Xbox Series X, S, and Xbox One PC. And that's really all there is to it.
Yeah. All right. Well, there is the news. We got through that fairly quickly. What's up, Topher? Nice to see you in there. Let's do some homie discounts. There's a bunch of games under $10. There's Detroit Become Human for $9.99 on the PlayStation Store. Infamous Second Sons, $9.99. I mean, a lot of standard stuff. We talk about a lot of standard stuff, but there are some decent gets. I know it wasn't Transistor. It's the other Supergiant game.
The La Milana games on the Xbox are on sale. If anybody's interested in that.
Yeah, I might be interested in that. Those are pretty fun. Hard as hell, but fun. There was one more. It was not Transistor. What's the other one? Pyre is $6.99 on the PlayStation. I think Bastion's also on sale. Highly recommend Bastion. Bastion's a great game. So, all right. Do you have any homing discounts, Break?
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope.
All right. Then we will move on from there. And I know we have some Dear Break Band stuff this week.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry, Calvert.
All right, Breakman, what you got?
Oh, dear Breakman, from our friend Free5Chaos on Twitter. Is it ethical to set up an OnlyFans account to try and sell pictures of your feet while not telling people that you are a cisgender male? Well, it's depends.
How hard are the feet? I mean, I guess is the question.
Well, my first question is, do you shave your feet? I don't know about you, but those people have hairy feet.
That's true. I mean, so what you're really asking is if Freak 5 shaves his feet. That's what you're asking.
No, I was actually wanted to see pictures of his feet.
Oh God, you want to see pictures? Don't do it. Don't ask for that. He's gonna send you pictures of his feet on fucking Twitter now. Oh,
oh shit, you're right.
No. Oh,
oh my God. No.
No. What's wrong with you, Breakman? The answer actually is yes. I mean, you should know what you're looking at. I mean, although there's really no harm in that. You know what I mean? I would get a pedicure and pretty much feet up first.
You know, if you have a feet fetish, you get what you deserve, is what I think.
No, I guess. I mean...
And there's nothing worse than, you know, you're in a strip club and they're like, somebody yells out, show me your feet. Like, dude, what the hell, man? The rest of us are trying to have fun here.
Well, some guys like that shit, man. It's really weird. Yeah, I mean, some women like that, too. Inside. I mean,
they're broken inside. They should, they need to get themselves fixed.
I mean, of all body parts, the feet have to be one of the ugliest part of a human body,
yeah,
right?
Definitely not my favorite. Yeah, like, whatever, you feet fetishists, yeah, you know, do whatever makes you weird asses happy, but yeah. The rest of us are going to stick to other
I mean, I tend to agree with you, but there are those people that...
I'm just kidding to the foot fetishes.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, we don't want to offend the foot fetishes. I mean, you know, I mean, come on.
I definitely don't want to offend them, especially when Freak does this and they try and sue and stuff like that. I do not want to be on the lawsuit.
Yeah, Freak Life says, don't kink shame.
Don't kink shame.
That's right. And don't kink shame, Break. How dare you, Break?
I can't help it if those sick weirdos are in the feet.
How
I mean,
dare you, Break, man? How dare you? How dare you?
I'm kidding.
You're in a forest of, I don't know, fungus with that talk.
I know. One day I'm going to be walking down the street and like, I heard what you said about foot fetishes and whacked.
Are you Breakman from RP Grinders? I heard you talking shit about my foot fetish the other day, man.
Next thing I know, crowbar upside the head. Like, oh, God.
Crowbar over the head over foot fetishness.
Crowbar in the shape of a foot.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Did he
funny.
Bring, like, a brander with him? Like, a brand
shoe print
on me? Like,
yeah, like a foot. It's a foot. And oh, just so you remember this day.
No, I completely forgot to add a news article. Well, we can talk about it, though.
What do you want to talk about?
The Cowabunga collection.
Ooh, I want that.
Yeah.
At once.
As long as you're willing to give Konami money.
Well, of course. I mean, what are they going to do?
In this case, because I don't want to pass up the opportunity to get 13 Turtles games that I never bought in my youth.
Right. I couldn't.
That's getting a physical release, too.
Wow.
So, yeah. I guess we should, like, congratulate Konami for, like, not doing an NFT-related bullshit thing.
Yeah. Yeah. They're actually releasing a video game.
I know, well, re-release.
It's not new, but, I mean, it's still a video game, you know. It seems rare.
You don't appreciate feet.
And I'm wondering if, like, Eastman Laird are, like, have got full control of their IP now, and they're just sub-licensing it to whoever wants to do anything with it.
Yeah. Freak says, you don't appreciate feet? Maybe you don't need your feet anymore, Breakman.
Yeah, sure, Konami made those games, but they needed the approval of them.
Weiland says, four of the games I have online. Well, that's cool, but for us that don't, I don't know. Yeah. I'd rather play something new, which I'll talk about later. I got to play something else.
But also, like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All Star Battles getting a re-release.
Yeah. So, are we done with the Dear Breakman?
For the games, that's probably like the arcade games.
So, what I'm getting
and
out
then
of
the
this
tournament game.
Yeah. Is it Freak is really into feet, and then he wants to do his own feet video, and that I have made him eternally mad now, and I've ruined everything.
You ruined his OnlyFans, Breakman. What's wrong?
I've ruined his OnlyFans, and his hopes and dreams have been dashed by me.
Yeah,
you're welcome. All right, we can move on.
You're welcome. Next thing you know, I'm telling you, you're going to get feet pics and on the RP Grinders feed. I'm telling you.
I'm just going to put it like, come on.
To answer your question, though, Freak 5, it is, I mean, it's unethical.
I wonder if Shitter has a foot fetish because he named his clan the Foot Clan.
The Foot Clan, they had to, like, take off their shoes in order for him to, like, accept them into the Foot Clan.
Right? Oh, you got corns. You're out.
No.
You're not invited.
Oh, you got a corn. You're out. Get out of here. What's wrong with you? You go take care of
you
that
can't be
first.
A Foot Clan. Go grand, go join the Hand Clan or something else. Out of here. go join the Hand. They're in Marvel. You can do that, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much just the fighting games.
Yeah,
Wyland. Just the Super Nintendo version of the fighting games and Brawlers.
Freakpipe says, I'm not in defeat. I am just trying to make some extra money.
Sucks that they couldn't get Netflix.
Taking advantage of people who are in defeat. Yeah, I mean,
sure.
You know what? You probably would make more money just being honest, Freakpipe. Like, seriously. Just be honest. Say, you know, say who you are. And
let me give you my advice on this. A little bit more advice. This is our special bonus advice. When I play WoW games like that, when I'm, you know, dealing with other men, I play as a woman because men are nicer than women.
I'm thinking the only reason
they suck up somebody they think will give them a hand job or something.
Right. What, Eric?
I'm thinking the only reason that these four games have online net play is because MAME had net play. It's probably using a MAME emulator, and there were some hacks for the. I think for some of the console games, but like definitely none of the NES games, and they implementing them here.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
Both of the arcade games online, that makes me very happy. Thumbs up. I guess
that's cool. That's cool. I mean, more games for Wyland to dominate over the RP grinders, but you know, I'm just saying.
Well, those two games are like we're not playing against each other; we're playing together.
Yeah, hell, they should have hacked Karai as a playable character in.
Mm-hmm.
Like right off the bat, because I think you normally have to put code in or something.
Speaking of playing video games,
Inquiring minds want to know
what you've been playing, Breakman.
Let me see here. I've been playing some more, of course, Breath of the Wild. I don't think I've done anything really exciting in this, because mostly I've been farming this last week. Trying to get, like, dragon parts and stuff. And I can't help but thinking, I'm, like, shooting arrows at a dragon and trying to knock body parts off it. Like, the dragon's flying by, and I just can't help, as he's leaving, help to think, like, that he wants to look back at me and say, you know what, if I wasn't in a fucking hurry, motherfucker, I would eat your ass.
No, it's probably because it doesn't hurt him at all.
I would eat your ass? I mean, that might be another key.
In fact, those things you're shooting off of him probably aren't even part of his body. They just collected over time.
Freak says Guild Wars 2 still is what he's been playing. What else have you been playing,
Blake? I played
the
Guild Wars games. Let me see. I did play a new game. But it's not a very good game, but it was just more for Mrs. Breakman's amusement than anything, because the whole game is about killing spiders. A game called Kill It With Fire.
Oh, I think I've heard of that.
It's literally kill spiders with anything possible. Guns, Molotov cocktails, like you squish them and shit like that.
I mean, spiders, I mean, they get a bad rap, man. Like, they're so afraid of humans. Like they skitter every time they see you, you know? It's like wow, a giant, you know? It's like, this is what I tell Bernie all the time. Like a spider is like 1/100th of your size or whatever it is, 1/1000th of your size, and you know, you could kill it way easier than it can kill you, you know. It's like, wow. I don't know, I never understood just their appearance, I think, is what really makes people afraid of spiders.
I know it is, you know? Exactly, it is that. So yeah, that game, it's, you know, if you're just looking to kill some time, I guess it's okay. It's nothing I would recommend anybody buying, but it's on Game Pass. It was free, so
yeah,
check it out if you want. And then, of course, I've been playing Halo Infinite. I'm almost done with the Battle Pass, and after that...
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy is on Game Pass now, and I bought my Xbox version. Now I'm kind of regretting it, but I don't know if I'm going to be playing it anytime soon anyway, so who knows.
Yeah, hold on, Eric. We'll get to you, Eric. Hang on 1 second.
No, apparently it's his turn. I didn't know, but apparently it's his turn.
I wasn't talking about what I was playing, though.
Eric, you interrupted
just completely
him.
Interrupting us.
you totally interrupted Break. Break, anything else you've been playing?
No, that's it.
When you're done with
my turn's up. I'm just going to go cry now.
So are you almost done playing Halo Infinite, is what you're saying, Break?
I don't know what else there's going to be to do after the Battle Pass, because there's nothing until May 5th, somewhere around that time.
Yeah.
Isn't that like single-player campaign download content?
It's a variety of content. We don't know what it's going to be yet. Mm. It's supposed to be new maps for multiplayer. Co-op isn't going to be until later. Forge isn't until later. So I don't know what else is going to be in the new content. Don't know. Mm. We'll find out.
All right. A couple months. Well, I mean, you know, there'll be extra content. I mean, Halo's their cash cow. They'll eventually come out with more and more and more.
I might play the single player over on like Legendary and stuff like that, and maybe I'll chase achievements or something. But other than that, I don't really have many other goals left. You know what I mean? I might just play for the fun of it.
Well, so, I mean, that's...
I mean, can you believe that playing a game because it's fun? Like, it's fucking stupid.
I know. Freak5 says the dragon is thinking, if I had to poop, I would shit on you. Slagar says, was playing Alice Return to Madness or something like that. Like it so far. Freak5 says, I got home from work today and there was a heart drawn in the snow with the word poop inside the heart.
Does that mean instead of heartbreak, it's heart poop?
Yeah.
Is he playing the original Alice or is it a remake of it? Because that was a lot. That Alice game is old.
I think it's a remake, man, if I remember correctly. Slagar might correct
me. I thought it was a remaster.
A remaster. Yeah.
I don't think there's a console release of that. It's just PC only.
Yeah, PC. Now, Eric, what have you been playing?
Just Elden Ring. I finished and got the platinum.
This one time I was playing The Legend of Zelda, and I was just kind of walking around. Oh, I'm sorry, Eric. Go ahead.
You're stupid, break, man.
No, I'm just being an ass. Sorry.
I know you were being an asshole. Knock it off, man. Eric, so you beat... How do you... You got the fucking platinum, Eric, that quick?
It's one of the easier platinums to get, but it did take me like 120-something hours.
Damn, 120
hours. But I've been playing it like almost nonstop.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, that's the big release. I mean, that's the big one. You know, I mean, that's what
it's everybody's like, playing. Like, there's no multiplayer-based achievements where you have to do stuff to get items, because there are no covenants in the game. Yeah. And you don't have to collect all the sorceries. Instead, you have to collect all the legendary sorceries, all the legendary weapons, and all the legendary Ashes of War and talismans.
Yeah.
And which... There are those are shortlist items, so there's not too many of those to find. And you have to fight most of the story-based bosses, including the ones that are related to accessing other endings.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric?
That's it, really. That's all I played this week. All
right. Mostly what I play MPQ every day. That's no big surprise there, but I did finish Phoenix Rising this week, so I might as well talk about my review.
RP Grinders reviews.
Before I do that, Break, did you have any reviews this week by chance? Breakman? Did we lose Breakman? We probably lost Breakman.
That was a train going by.
Oh, okay. Did you have any reviews, Break?
No.
Okay, did you, Eric? I didn't see anything on...
No.
All right. Well, then I'll do mine. I have a total of three. I'm going to do two movies and one video game. You guys know I've been playing Phoenix Rising for the longest. I mean, it you know, this game would probably take the normal player 20 to 30 hours to beat if you just go straight through without doing a lot of the side quest stuff. But I did a lot of the side quest stuff. It's a game... that's very, it's akin to Breath of the Wild in that if you see something, you can get there, for the most part. I mean, you do need a couple of abilities to be able to get to different places, but, there's so much to do in Phoenix Rising. Like even though at times it does get repetitive and the enemy types are repetitive, it always seems fresh. They always, you know, introduce a new little gameplay element or, you know, a new set of armor or something to keep you, you know, interested in what you're doing. So, you know, it's really cool. It's a good, great game. I've talked very highly about it. The story is really goofy. It basically is a play on the whole Greek mythos. Hold on. I can't hit the mute button in time here. I was going to sneeze. But anyways, you know, if you like games like Breath of the Wild and, you know, like if you see something, you can get to it type games and with neat little elements, you can, I mean, you glide in this game more than anything. I mean, but it, for all intents purposes, you might as well be flying, because you can get to, from one end to the map and to the other in you know, fairly great time. You just climb to the top of a very high point, and then you just
can you use air currency to keep yourself aloft.
No, you just, you use your wings and you just glide, and you can, like, go super fast. You hit a button, you hold a button, I think it's like the square button, you hold the square button and you go super fast to another point, climb up again, do the same thing, you're on the other side of the map in, like, you know, five minutes. It's not that big of a deal. People, you know, I saw some of the criticisms of the game that, you know, it's fairly repetitive and whatnot. But I mean, what do you want from a game? You know, if a game is introducing different gameplay elements, you know, well into the game, two-thirds of the way in, like, that, what, I think that's a perfect game. Like, I don't think that, I mean, the other criticisms I heard were, you know, if you're playing it in performance mode, the graphics take a hit, and you, which is true. You know, I played this game in performance mode, and I like the 60 frames per second. You know, it plays much smoother. It looks really nice at 30 frames, but I mean, I would rather play it at 60. Now, it did have some draw-in problems, which were less in the other mode, the visual mode, but. You know, I mean, those are sacrifices I'm willing to take. And I just think it's a fantastic game with a goofy story about, like, you know, they spelled Rome R-O-M instead of R-O-M-E. And it would have all these, you know, tie-ins to Greek mythology. And I love the game. It's a cartoony take on Greek mythology.
How would you compare it in terms of comedy to, say, something like Herc's Adventures?
It's comparable, Eric. It's fun. It's got a lot of good
Herc's
writing.
Adventures.
Yeah, it's got a lot of good comedy in it. I mean, it's basically, it's Zeus talking to Prometheus, right? And Prometheus is chained up on a mountain, and they're talking about the hero's adventure, you know, kind of in, I guess that would be like third person, like type. Talking while you're going through this adventure, they're kind of talking about you going through this adventure, and they're talking about the different events like Achilles and Odysseus and Atlantis and all these, you know, different cool little Medusa. I mean, they're just so you know, and the amount of dialogue that's in this game is insane. Slagar, what,
I feel like Herc's Adventures is the game I wanted Zombies Ate My Neighbors to be. And Slagar,
Zombies
Ate
safe.
My Neighbors was get through a level and try to rescue people from zombies and find the key and get to the end of the level.
Yeah, stay safe on your way home, Slagar.
Herc's Adventures is like the RPG version of that.
Herc's Adventures was such a good game.
This game...
But the problem I had with Herc's Adventures, though, was that I don't think it had a very good map. And I ended up getting lost a lot.
That was a lot of, like, older... like
And it's antiquated save system.
This game is really good. The map's good, the... I mean,
you get to a checkpoint, you save your game. That's how it worked.
You get up to these really tall points, and it's like statues, right? Certain statues, you get up, like these huge statues in different portions of the map. You get up there, you can like use this Farsight like kind of gameplay mechanic where you can like spot like chest and, you know, extra little things here and there, and marks them on the map, and it's such a joy to play, man. This game is high on my list of, I mean, it's not quite up to the level of a Breath of the Wild type game, I mean, for obvious reasons. I mean, Nintendo is like the king of these type of games, but I mean, it's such a joy, and it's such an underrated gem of a game, and I highly recommend anybody play it. I mean, it's worth. I paid $15 for it, and I spent 60 hours in the game, and I could have easily spent 100 hours in the game getting all the little extras. So, I give it a solid 9 out of 10. I highly recommend everybody playing this game. So,
I'm reminded of another thing about Herc's Adventures. Like, they, for whatever reason, they decided to make Jason completely unhinged. And then when that Hercules TV series hit the TV, they made their Jason character just as unhinged. I was like, I wonder if that had an influence on that.
Yeah. I don't know. But there was a, what was it? God of War kind of did the same thing, made some of the characters way different than what they're portrayed in Greek mythology. But anyways, I think it's just a good, fun, rollicking good time in Phoenix Rising. I'm going to review two movies really quick. One is called The Requin, and it's starring Alicia Silverstone. You remember Alicia Silverstone from Clueless and some other, you know, movies from the 80s, Batman and Robin, and, you know, just a bunch of stuff back in the 90s and 2000s. She was the big thing, but she's making a comeback, I guess, and this is... I thought she did pretty good in this movie. I mean, she still has the acting chops. I mean, she's obviously a lot older. This movie wasn't the best. It was okay. It's a movie about a couple that gets swept out to sea in their hotel room. Like, they have these little kind of bungalow motel hotel rooms, like kind of right off of the beach there over the water. And theirs gets swept out to sea. And it's a matter of survival, and there's sharks, and it's harrowing at first. And there's one thing I really didn't like about the movie was it's, like, false ending. Like, you get up to a point, you think it's going to end, and then it just keeps going. And there's, so basically, it has two endings. And they should have just stuck at the first, and it would have been a fine movie on its own. I don't think it was a terrible movie. I think it's worth a rental. Maybe a Redbox rental, or if you catch it streaming for free on one of the service later on. I think it's worth a watch. I give it a solid 6.5, maybe a 6, probably 6, 6 out of 10. I mean, it's just slightly above average, and only because Anna Paquin is, not Anna Paquin, Alicia Silverstone is a really good actress. So, I think it's worth it just to watch her... you know, act in something that requires a little bit of acting. So, The Requin is a decent movie. The next movie I want to talk about is a movie called The Stylist. Now, this is a very slow-moving movie. It's a horror movie through and through. But, I mean, it has elements of... I don't want to say this and you guys think it's like a action chainsaw movie. But, like, Chainsaw Massacre, it's got some themes from that. Real life themes like Ed Gein. I could tell Ed Gein was an influence on this movie, but it basically follows a woman stylist who is a serial killer and likes to cut off not faces like Leatherface, but hair pieces. So she'll cut off the hair of her victims and use them to kind of take on their personas and stuff and kind of quell her inner demons. That's how she kind of gets through things. And it's got one of the best movie endings I've ever seen. It's a really solid movie. I think everybody should check it out, especially if you like slow burning horror movies. I give it a solid 8 out of 10. I really did like it. So if you get a chance, check it out. The lady who plays the serial killer is fantastic. It also stars Brie Grant, who's good in almost anything she does, and really, really cute. I like her look a lot. So it's got a lot to offer for a lot of people. I think you'll really enjoy The Stylist. So let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, your Stinko or Stinkos of the Week.
I have a few. I'm going to go ahead and start with the first one being that... actually, I got four because I forgot one earlier. Okay. The weather today, it was about 3 or 4 hours ago. It was almost 60 degrees. It's currently snowing.
That's like sounds like Colorado weather, man. Like in the morning it could be like 65-70 and then yeah. By the afternoon snowing or vice versa, you know.
Yeah, it was really nice at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it started getting real cold, and then now it's snowing.
Yeah.
Yay. Also this Ohio has decided to make we talked a bit about the Second Amendment earlier.
Yes.
Ohio has decided that you can conceal carry without having training or background check or anything now.
Oh, okay. Well, great. I mean,
that's you know, we talk about how we you know, it's in the Constitution and people have the right to own guns. But shouldn't there be restrictions on it? Shouldn't it be like no, like it, instead of Ohio law, which is basically you get a gun, you get a gun. Like here, everybody gets a gun, like in Texas. Or shouldn't you prove that you're capable before you own it?
I agree with you, Brakeman, but let me play devil's advocate because this is a question that I really, really couldn't answer because the answer is kind of obvious. Like, what if everybody, I'm talking adults, right? Every adult carried a gun. What if every adult had a gun in the United States, right? And you go, like, there have been, like, mall shootings and stuff like that. Is that, would that be a deterrent for somebody to take a gun and start shooting? Or, like, if every teacher in a school had a gun, would that be a deterrent for some? I mean, I disagree on a bunch of points, but I this one point alone, I really don't have, like,
well,
any...
A lot of the bad guys go for soft targets. They really aim for like what they think is going to be an easy, not going to shoot back and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If teachers start arming themselves, these people will start going to nursing homes or something like that.
Yeah,
they will find other places to go. It's not going to end the violence. It's just going to push it somewhere else.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Which is something that police do around here. They do around the country is if there's a violent neighborhood or something like that, they'll do everything they can to shut down the violence of that neighborhood. But usually what they're doing is just spreading the violence across the rest of the city instead of shutting it down. They're stopping it in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know. It's just something to ponder. Like, I don't look.
But that's
no
just
teacher,
my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong.
No teacher, or at least most teachers in their right mind, would not want to carry a gun in class. Can you imagine the implications of that? Like, it would. I mean, you're going to have your back turned at times. So now you got a gun in your holster. Everybody sees it. What if there's a crazy kid that comes up behind and grabs the gun, and then you know what I mean? You're providing an opportunity that otherwise wouldn't be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's actually a good point. One, something that the police often say is most crimes are crimes of passion or opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the reasons they say that you should never, like, leave a car running is because, you know, people who wouldn't normally steal or something like that, when presented with an opportunity, sometimes they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're doing things like if there's a running car right there and they're desperate for something at the time, you know,
I know, but and then I hate that argument too, Brakeman, because it's like because
it's a police argument.
Yeah, it's a police argument for one. Police are always going to find justification for different things. But what I'm saying is, just because you leave your door unlocked doesn't mean that it's still a crime to enter, right?
Yep.
It's not breaking and entering, but it's entering unlawfully. You know what I mean? So
trespassing.
It's trespassing. If you have your door open, that's not an open invitation for everybody to just walk on in to your house, you know? So it's like, but it is presenting an opportunity that normally wouldn't be there. And that's the same argument with the running car thing, right? Like it's an opportunity that wouldn't normally be there. It's why I hate that police get to break the law. And what I mean by that is they get to break the law by, like, setting up, like, stings and stuff, right? Like, they're soliciting, John. Like, let's say it's a prostitute ring, right? Like, they're trying to bust a bunch of Johns, right? Well, you're presenting them with an opportunity that normally wouldn't be there. You can't assume that somebody is going to go out and get a prostitute just because you presented the opportunity for the prostitute. If that opportunity wasn't there, maybe that person wouldn't have done. I mean, most likely they would have, but how do you know for sure? It's the whole thought crime thing, right? It's why I hated when Chris Hansen did his and don't get me wrong, these guys are scumbags, these people that want to go meet these 12 and 13-year-old little girls and stuff like that, but you're presenting an opportunity that normally wouldn't be there. You know, so I mean, you just can't assume that everybody is a bad person. You know, I don't know. It just, it's a moral thing that I think should be looked at a little bit, a little more scrutinized, and especially when cops do it. I think stings are, yeah, when you're allowed to do unlawful things as a cop, like, that's not a good example for everybody else. You know what I mean?
No, not at all.
So, I don't know. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, Breakman.
Okay, so that's the how so carry all the weather. The Texas GM, we all know in Texas they're cracking down on LGBT and black voters and women, of course. Mm-hmm. And Greg Abbott has decided to make it criminal for – or he wants to investigate all parents who have their – like kid have transgender kids as child abuse. Well, there was a couple who, like, well, that's not right. Like, they set up this huge press conference and a meeting with the GM, mm-hmm, and everything seemed to go well. But after the meeting, he immediately had them investigated.
Wow.
Put them under investigation.
Well, I mean, that's,
well, here's my sweeto, but there's an update to this.
We'll get to that then.
Yeah, we'll get to it, Eric. Okay. We'll get to that. Go ahead, Break. What else you got?
So, yeah, so, like, that's pretty disgusting. And just the Democrats in general, everything that's going on with, like, the Build Back Better, which we knew would happen. It's exactly as we said last year and stuff. Once they took it out of the infrastructure bill, like, that, it was dead.
Yeah.
And now Manchin's apparently in control again, because for whatever reason they decided to bow down to him, and they decided to take was that $13-something billion that was for COVID and fighting COVID, and to just give it to Ukraine instead, because, you know, we have billions of dollars in this country, but instead of using them on things like COVID, we spend them on war and fighting. Yeah. And I'm not saying it's bad to give Ukraine relief. I'm saying we're the richest country in the world. We can afford to fucking do both.
Breakman, when you were a kid, did you get, like, free pencils and paper and stuff like you needed to study for school? Why can't we take that budget and provide all of our schools with the like paper and pencils? Like,
we didn't even get free lunches by the time I was going to school.
Well, hold on, Eric. Let me finish.
My poor ass got some free lunches. But
I did too, because I was super poor.
Yeah,
because
me and Frank were poor, so we did get the free lunches. But that's
but what I'm saying is, why don't we take some of that money? I understand there's a war in Ukraine, but if you want, if you're interested in that war, send the military. We have a big military.
That's part of the problem is we spend and people want to bash the Democrats as being like anti-war or Republicans use like the Democrats as like they're weak in the military and weak in police and stuff like that. Biden has raised funding to the military and the police. Like, we're already spending countless billion dollars on the military and we keep spending more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know. I mean,
just a fraction of that money could be used to make this country a fucking a lot better.
If you're really super, if you are serious about your stance on Russia, right? Send your troops over there and say, if you attack our troops, we're sending our troops to the Ukraine, right? In and around Ukraine. If any of our troops are attacked, then it's on. And I mean, it's where they want it all to go, anyways, right? It's headed towards a world war, Breakman.
That
so
is what they want.
Why don't
what a lot of them want.
Why don't we force the issue? Say, look, Russia, we've got troops here, and see how serious they are about it. If they're serious, let's fucking do it, right? I mean, the United States shouldn't be afraid of anybody. It's got the biggest military in the whole entire world. I mean, what's China going to do? Are they going to side with Russia? I doubt it. The biggest
surprisingly, they've been trying to stay out of it.
They have been, and there's a reason for that, Breakman. They rely on the United States for money, right? We give them so much money. We give them. I guarantee their gross national product is their exports. More than half goes to the United States. Look at your shoes, look at your clothes, look at your toys, look at anything that you have in your house, and tell me where it's made. I guarantee 80% of it is made in China. So tell me that they're going to want to ruin that relationship. They are staying neutral, Breakman, because they have to. They don't have a choice. So China's not going to get
involved. They're neighbors with Russia, and they want our money because they're getting more money from us than Russia.
Right. So you want to talk about forcing a hand? Be strong. Send your troops over there and say, look, Russia, stop your shit. You attack our troops, we're coming after you. We're going to Ukraine just to make sure there's peace, right? That there's no strikes. You guys have been bombing civilian apartment complexes and all kinds of stuff. So we're parking right here. If even one of our troops is attacked by your troops, then we're gonna have this out. And if you want to start nuclear strikes, or they don't have anything capable of hitting the United States, other than Alaska, I think they have nuclear capabilities that can strike us. It doesn't. It really doesn't. I
mean, thousands and thousands of people will die.
I agree, and I don't want it, Breakman. But everything is headed that direction. So why don't we just speed up the process and figure it out? You know, let's see how serious you are, Russia. Are you really serious about this war? Do you really want Ukraine?
We're talking about a crackpot is the problem, too.
Yeah, I understand. I get it.
People, apparently, like, long-time supporters of him have said that isolation because of COVID changed him. It's made him a bit darker.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's see how dark you want to go, Putin. I mean, look.
He was making jokes the other day. Like, he's threatening the world with nuclear war, and then he's sitting back making jokes about it and stuff.
Yeah, I understand. I understand, like, but
he is not right in the fucking
no,
head.
He's not, and he needs to be overthrown. And the people of Russia need to overthrow him, not the United States. I'm not saying we need to invade, but we need to protect. The Ukrainians have been wanting into NATO forever. They've been begging for it, right? And we're allies with NATO. I mean, if the Ukraine falls to Russia, we're fucking all of our other allies. So we either need to make a stand here or get the fuck out, and whatever happens, happens. You know what I mean? They sent 7,000 troops there or near there just to be ready for whatever. What are they sending them there for, Breakman? To play tiddlywinks? No. This is serious. So let's see how serious he's willing to be. You know, I mean, he's picking on Ukraine. Do you really think he's willing to pick on the United States of America?
Well, right now, I wonder what his mental state is, because the war has not gone the way he thought it would.
Nope, and it's not. That's why I'm saying.
I'm wondering, like, if he's getting more like, okay, like, this isn't going right, maybe I need to think about this, or he's doubling and tripling down and, like, I'll fucking show the world and everything, and just getting madder and madder.
Well, that could be, but if that's the case, then the military needs to step up and say enough is enough. And you know what it's going to take? It's going to take the oligarch billionaires to get together with the generals and say, he needs out. We need him out. And this is how much...
Yeah, that's what needs to happen. Is the Russian people need to rise up and hold him fucking accountable.
It's kind of hard
to
do.
Like, America won't hold anybody accountable, right. So you're going to have to do that.
Right. I mean, it's kind of hard to do that, Breakman, when 75% of the people believe all the Russian propaganda, right? Yeah. We just talked about it. I mean, it is what it is.
It's like every country. Like, every country's flooded with propaganda at this point.
Yeah.
It's so hard to find out what the truth is.
It is. It totally is. What else you got, Breakman?
That's enough. It's somebody else's turn.
Eric, you got anything on Stinkos?
No.
All right.
Sorry, no.
Okay. Mine is not nearly as revelatory as what Breakman has brought up, but Netflix upped their rate yet again, and this is like the second rate that they've done in 2 years, and it sucks. Sucks, man. Like I didn't ask for all that shitty Netflix original content. I wish they would really like concentrate on. I mean, I don't think they put out, like, if you look at all the different genres, like the horror genre in particular, they haven't had a lot to offer me, like, that's great. Even the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre wasn't the greatest thing in the world. I thought it was okay. But they're not really producing quality material.
Have you seen their games?
No, I'm, and I'm.
They are absolute and total shit.
Okay, well, I'm glad I didn't.
Because that's probably another reason they're raising prices for these stupid games, because they got to get in the game market for whatever reason.
Well, get in the game market, but do it separate. I mean, charge separate. Charge $5 a month for that if you want.
The games themselves are free. But I mean, they had to go out and buy studios and stuff like that and invest time and money, and that's probably another reason why the prices have gone up. Yeah. But the games themselves are, you know, if you have Netflix, you can play them for free. But they're shit games. Why would you want to play them for free?
I mean, how do you play the games?
Anybody watch the Adam Project movie yet?
No, I haven't. Yeah. So you they have games. I mean, you play them with your remote or what?
No, if you're on mobile.
Oh, on mobile, I got you. Okay, yeah. Which still sucks. I mean,
but yeah, me and Mr. Bregman have been talking about canceling Netflix too. Just coming back when they release the show we want, binging it, and then canceling again.
Yeah, I mean,
either
purchase it on like Vudu or something, like for $10. I mean, you'd be saving money, you know, like a season of like when they have a sale on Stranger Things or something for $10. Yeah. A season. I mean, you're saving money, you know. I mean, it's getting to the point. I you know what would be more valuable to me than a Netflix subscription is a subscription to YouTube Plus to avoid all the ads.
You know, yeah, like, the ads are getting out of hand.
Yeah, I mean that to me, and they do offer like originals
ads every
and
5 fucking minutes.
I think YouTube is a better. I think it'd be better value just for my sanity than
the only Netflix. Time it pisses me off is when it's like in the middle of a song and it interrupts you for a commercial.
Yeah, and it very rarely does that. I mean, but it does do that. But I'm saying like it's getting close to me like canceling Netflix and just going over to YouTube and saying fuck it, I'll roll with YouTube because, you know, the commercials are kind of annoying and, you know, it's way cheaper. It's way cheaper than $20 a month. I think they're charging like $10 a month or something. So, I mean, it's something to think about, you know. I mean, I don't know. That's my stinko. But let's move on to happier thoughts.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet-o-sweet!
All right, Break, what you got for Sweetos?
Last week we complained about the Major League Baseball and how the owners are screwing everybody and stuff like that. Well, what a difference this week has made. Because now we're having baseball. It's back. Yeah. Yay.
And apparently the players got their way on this CBA. So... I mean, which is the way that it should be all the time.
It turns out that it was apparently just three owners that were really fighting it. Figures one of them was the Reds owner. Like, well, this isn't going to make a fair competitive market for me. Dude, you're a fucking billionaire. You're just cheap.
Yeah, none of... it's the market is fair for any of them. You know, I mean, any of the owners. They're all fucking billionaires. They're all making a gazillion amount of money every fucking year. Like... What difference would it make if you gave the players 75% of the percentage, which I know it's not. It's like 50, almost 50-50. But still, even if you gave them 75% of the money, you'd still be making hand over fist with all the TV deals and all, you know. I mean, it's insane the amount of money that they make. It's crazy
money.
Those
TV deals especially, they don't have to do a goddamn thing.
Mm-mm. Nope. It's not like the NFL that has like a revenue sharing between all the teams. Like Boston especially, Boston should be the Boston owner should be jumping for joy. He makes a shit ton of money every fucking year. The team in LA makes it. The Dodgers make a ton of money. Any team in New York or, you know, it's all the mid-market teams like the Colorado Rockies or I hesitate to say Cincinnati because it's pretty fairly big market for baseball. But
it isn't. It's a small market. It's not. It's because of the population and just it's not a big population around here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like all those mid-market teams, they're the ones that are suffering. They're not even suffering. They're making money. They're making money.
The television deals are record deals.
Yeah. Freak Stinko, his entire family had a stomach virus last weekend. He missed a couple days of work.
I wonder if I got that yesterday. That's why I didn't go to work, because my stomach was bothering me. And in fact, I threw up a little bit in the morning. And I didn't do any more. And it was more acid reflux and, like, stuff related to, like,
It's weird. It's weird. Employers.
But I felt like crap all day. My stomach was growling pretty much.
Employers would rather you go to work sick than just stay home. It's really fucking weird. I don't get it. But
a lot of it has to do with owners and management short staffing, for instance. Like they have a budget and how many staff members they can have on site at one time, because donors got to get their money.
Right.
You gotta make sure you cut it somewhere. You gotta cut costs somewhere, and that's usually with staffing. So if somebody calls in sick, it's like, well, we're short staffed now. That's because you were intentionally short staffed.
Right. Right.
You were already short staffed.
Bernie is always short staffed, and they just added more, like 25% more to her workload, and it's like, it's almost getting to the point: is it even worth fucking working here? Because of the workload that she has and the short staff, it's like
before she quit, everywhere is like that. The longer you stay there, the more shit they give you without.
It is. And I told her the same thing, and she understands it, but doesn't mean that she has to like it and can't keep looking. It's the way it is. It's fucking weird, but and she's really talented. She would make a really good general manager somewhere. So that's what she's aiming for. So. She's an assistant general manager right now, so I don't understand, do they want her to quit? You almost get that feeling, is that they want everybody to quit so they can just start over or something, but...
Actually, they kind of do, because the longer you stay there, the more money they make.
Yep, that's right.
That's why when corporations talk about severance and stuff like that, they talk to the older employees.
Yep, always.
They want to get younger blood in. They can chart. They can pay them less and get more out of them because they're more energetic and hungry and stuff like that.
That's right. What else you got, Brake?
I actually did have another one. I can't remember what it was. So for now, nothing.
All right, Eric. I don't see you have a Sweeto. So
he had one. He said.
Oh, Eric, go ahead.
I didn't put it in the list, but it's because I just found it on Twitter. Go ahead. Apparently, there's been a breakthrough with the. A development with Abbott and his directives. A judge saw sense and they issued an injunction.
Oh, good.
And it's going to remain in effect at least until July 11th when they're doing a hearing for the Supreme Court of Texas and the Court of Appeals.
That's good.
That's good, but Texas Supreme Court doesn't exactly have... a great track record, and then if you go beyond that, it's the federal appeals court, and then that one you have a chance at, but then of course it's going to be appealed to the Supreme Court, so you just have to hope by some miracle that they side.
Who apparently doesn't want to do their job, which is why they basically nearly their stance on Roe versus Wade is be like, we'll just let states handle it.
Yeah, I know, and it's always state. They always want
to. Why are you giving states more power just so you can abdicate your duties?
I know.
That's fucking job, you pieces of shit.
I know. I agree. The Supreme Court at this point is pretty worthless, man. It just really is.
If it's an issue of human rights, it should be unequivocal.
This is the same Supreme Court.
The state shouldn't have the power to just do whatever it wants. Right. Civil rights issues.
Right. This is the same Supreme Court that ruled in favor of a corporation when a guy said that he didn't want to die. And by staying in his truck. I don't know if you guys remember that. I think it was you, Breakman, that brought that up a long time ago. Like, this trucker his case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and it was like, his choice was abandon his truck and live or stay with the truck and die, and they said that he should have stayed with the truck and died, favoring the corporation. It's just fucking dumb. Just stupid. Okay. My Sweeto.
Well, Freak actually had a sticker that I forgot too. Daylight savings time this week, and we got spring forward.
Oh boy!
And I like the spring forward. I like the extra hour of daylight and stuff. But
I hate it.
The time shift is what pisses me off. I hate it. One or the other.
No,
either spring forward and stop, or don't spring forward and just stay. Either way, just stop. Stop with the time shift.
Yeah, I agree. Arizona, all of Arizona has the sense not to do any of the stupid shifting. I don't understand what we... And it used to be because it gained an hour of sunlight for the farmers, right? Well, the farmers work on their own anyway, so they can change their hours accordingly. You know,
not only that, we all have electricity now.
Yes,
we all have electricity. I can think of maybe state farmers, but even then, like, why are they doing it still?
They
have electricity. They can turn lamps on now. Like, right. that's a thing that we have.
Yeah.
You can turn spotlights on and shit.
Yep. I have a couple of sweetos. One is my Denver Broncos. Finally, after 6 years of irrelevance, we are going to be relevant again. And I can't wait to go into Kansas City and kick the shit out of the Kansas City Chiefs and beat the shit out of the Los Angeles Chargers and beat the living hell out of the Raiders on our way to the playoffs and hopefully the Super Bowl. I know it's a crapshoot, and you never know what you're going to get in the playoffs, but at least we'll be in the dance, baby. So that's
at least you finally have a good quarterback.
Yes.
That has really plagued the team for a while.
Yes, we've had great defenses. We've had middling offense. If we had just a little more oomph on offense, a.k.a. a better quarterback, we'd be competing for fucking Super Bowls instead of fucking... And now we have one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, and we're going to have him for a good 7-8 years, I'm hoping. And as long as we get at least one Super Bowl out of that, I'm super happy. So,
who was the idiot who got Flacco in there?
I don't know.
You see that the rest of us didn't.
We actually, it was John Elway, and Elway has always had a thing for Joe Flacco. He actually wanted to draft Joe Flacco way back in the day, but you know,
I see.
But it was one of those things where he's like, oh, he's got a giant arm, and blah blah blah. And by that time, Flacco was just done. You know,
he's already
nothing
talked
left.
Himself in the Flacco. He's already been like a Flacco guy. For
yeah.
A long
oh
time,
yeah. He was okay, huge Flacco guy. I mean,
he put his own personal opinion.
Yeah.
Of the
yeah. Yeah.
Team.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he made a lot of questionable moves like that. Tim Tebow moving up to get Tim Tebow.
God.
But then again, Elway did bring in Peyton Manning when nobody else wanted to even give Manning a chance, and that turned into two Super Bowls, one of which we lost to Russell Wilson, and one we won. So, you know, I mean, he's made great moves, but he's also made a lot of questionable moves. So, but I'm glad Elway had no choice in this matter, and it was the general manager, George Payton, who seems to have a really good head on his shoulders. And now at least we can watch Denver Bronco football again, man. Like, it's going to be rough in the AFC, but I think the Broncos got a good shot as any. I mean, they really do. So, good defense. They're going to need to get a couple of pieces on defense now, but it should not be a problem. When you get a star quarterback, people tend to want to gravitate towards you in free agency, so... I think this is going to be fine.
Quarterbacks on like in the NFC too. Like they have Aaron Rodgers in the NFC and then like a couple others, but for the most part, there aren't that many good quarterbacks in the NFC.
No, NFC is not very quarterback friendly. I mean, and Aaron Rodgers almost came to Denver or somewhere else. So I mean, it's really weird. He's like the only one. You're right. I mean, name me another quarterback in the NFC, Breakman, that's worth a damn. Kirk Cousins, maybe. I mean, he's pretty decent, but he hasn't produced in the playoffs. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But what was my other sweeto? That's good enough, man. Let's move on.
Yeah, what the hell? We both forgot a sweeto. That's a new stinko. Both of us forgot a sweeto.
I forgot a sweeto, man. I totally did. I had another one, but I don't know. But all right, let's move on to our new segment.
It's time to die.
All right, it's time to die. Breakman, what is your game or movie franchise or singular title that should never be seen again?
I'd say never be seen again for the time being, even though I know they're currently working on right now, but the Indiana Jones franchise.
Ooh, good one, man. Good one.
Like, unless you're going to do, like, a cartoon with Harrison Ford voicing it, like, I just don't see, or you do, like, the Luke Skywalker thing and
mm-hmm.
The Mandalorian where you have another actor and you have him voice acting it. Other than that, like, Harrison Ford can't be Indiana Jones.
You know what I was thinking?
He's like 900 years old at this point.
I know. I would agree with you, Breakman, but I thought about something. I thought about an actor that could take on that mantle of Indiana Jones, and it's not Shia LaBeouf. I think that they could do more Indiana Jones movies with this guy. And hear me out. Bradley Cooper. Hear me out. I saw him in a preview for a movie that Guillermo del Toro is doing called Nightmare Alley. I didn't watch the movie, but during that trailer, right, I watched the trailer, and he had a fedora on. And I was like, that's an actor that's a lot younger than Harrison Ford, that has that snarky attitude that Harrison has, that could probably fucking do an Indiana Jones movie. Prove me wrong, Breakman.
I think we just need to shelve it for a while. Like,
you don't think he could do a good job?
Just for instance, that guy who did the Solo movie, like, I thought he did a fine job, but everybody was pretty upset that he's not.
I thought he did a great job too. I thought he was fine.
For the most part, the general consensus is like he wasn't Harrison Ford. So no matter who they get,
you can't please him, anybody.
Yeah, here. you're not going to really be able to please anybody. Yeah. Which is why I suggested either make it a cartoon or, you know, face plant his face on some other actor.
Or you can just reboot the entire franchise so you don't have to worry about him being Harrison Ford or not.
I don't know. I think,
just imagine Harrison Ford doing voice acting. All right, you know, this is what we're going to do here right now. You know, it'd be the most monotone horse shit.
Yeah, yeah. It would be awful. You're getting
your time travel indie movie
and
like,
it. Exactly. I mean, I honestly think Bradley Cooper could do it. And I did think about that. I'm like, he's an accepted actor that people could get behind. You know what I mean? Like a super popular A-list actor that I'm sure Harrison Ford wouldn't have a problem with it, but I agree. Why the fuck are they doing another Indiana Jones movie, man? That's a great one, Breakman, for
especially
sure.
Especially the last one was so terrible. It left everyone's bad taste in their mouth. And it wasn't just Shia LaBeouf who ruined it. Like, just Harrison Ford looks old. Like, he can barely move around as it was, you know?
Yeah.
That's not the image of Indiana Jones and me as any of us wanted. We wanted that badass from the 80s, you know?
Yep. The whip slinging.
Like, he could hold his own in a fight and stuff. Yeah.
And I can accept a lot of stuff being a fictional movie and all, but I can't accept somebody surviving a nuclear bomb test.
What are you talking about?
By hiding in a fridge?
The refrigerator was
everybody hides in a fridge.
How'd you keep that door from flying off the hinges?
Hey. Eric,
is it locked from the inside? Or
Eric,
something?
They did extensive testing.
To go hide in a fridge, right? And stuff for nuclear strike.
They did extensive testing with those fridges back in the day. I'll have you know, Eric. And
only
he
can apply that tech to the house. Like, no, we only couldn't manage it in the fridge.
Didn't you know that back in
the
day,
we can stop with nuclear?
Eric, they back in the day, they. They even marketed those as makeshift bomb shelter, nuclear bomb shelters / fridges. So in the case of a nuclear,
what if they like encased an entire city with like a gigantic dome made out of a fridge tank? You want to survive a nuclear blast here?
Yeah, survive a nuclear. You just throw out all the food because you know you're going to need all new food anyways, and you just throw yourself into a fridge. That's
the city
works.
Of KitchenAid.
That's right.
No, I'm talking about protecting the entire city by encasing it in a gigantic fridge that covers the entire city.
All right, Eric.
Welcome to the city of Frigidaire.
Your game or movie franchise or singular title that you think should never be seen again.
Call of Duty's too easy, so... So I'd be perfectly fine never, ever seeing in a... any Ubisoft or open world game, but especially the Watch Dogs series. Just don't try to stop making it.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair because I just talked about Phoenix Rising, Eric, and I could use more of that, like big time. But yeah, I agree.
Either that or Assassin's Creed. Well, Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I mean, I could see. I mean, Assassin's Creed is turning.
I mean, you're never going to do anything good with the franchise, so you might as well stop.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's fair enough.
People liked Valhalla, but like you know, they're never going to do anything interesting with the series again. I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible they could do a modern. I mean, they could do a lot of things, but they never want to do anything fresh and new. They just use the same model over and over and over. I mean.
And they are kind of Call of Duty in the franchise, you know. They're in such a rush to get out new titles that they're not worrying about innovating.
Mine might be a little controversial, but I think Gears of War should be put to shelf. I don't think they can do anything more with that game. I think they reached the peak with 3. 4 was fun enough, and I didn't play enough of 5 to have a really good opinion of it. But
5 is fun, but like I feel like... it's going to be going to places, but they aren't actually going to do anything once they get there.
Yeah, I just think that enough is enough with that series. Like they haven't innovated. They innovated with 1 and 2, right? They did the whole chainsaw thing, the slow motion thing, mm-hmm. the whole you know running you know kind of cinematic kind of angle thing, which is really cool, crouch running thing. But since 2. Can you guys think of anything that series has done different? I mean, I can't.
Oh, 5 has that weird open world spaces, but like they're just points in between points and like extra little side areas you can go to.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about that. That's like those are things that
it's a nice idea, but they're never going to expand beyond that because they're more committed to making a linear experience.
Yeah.
Look at Judgment. Like, that was basically room to room. Like, you walk in one room, kill the enemies, walk in the next room, kill the enemies.
Yeah.
They didn't even try anything different. Yeah. They're like, here, just do it.
Yeah, it's just, it's...
And it was mostly horde mode, but with some story bits attached to it.
I just think it's a series that... That just needs
to. You can't even call it much of a story because they're recounting something that already happened, and none of it was interesting.
Yeah,
right.
I agree, and I think the story has kind of been long for the tooth. I mean, we kind of get it at this point, like locusts versus humans, and you know, I mean, just it's standard. It's like it's almost a Space Marine meme at this point. You know, it's like you're not getting much out of that franchise anymore. And I have to think that the sales haven't been great on 4 and 5. So I think it's time to put that one to rest. I really do. I mean, and I'm a big Gears of War.
They'll at least do 6, but they shouldn't do any more after that.
There have been rumors of their next big like multi-pack thing, like the Master Chief Collection, being a Gears of War collection.
I mean, that would be fine if you want to do that.
I don't know why, because all the games were on Game Pass anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess.
I guess that's a rumor. Sometimes rumors are true, and when it comes to gaming, it seems like rumors are more often true than not because of just, you know,
so many. And I do like those games. Don't get me wrong. I like the games. Like I said, I played the shit out of 1 and 2, and I don't like multiplayer, so that's not super appealing to me. I mean, I know that's a huge part of those games, but. I mean, I guess if you want to just continue in the multiplayer space and just make a multiplayer-only game, I mean, I guess.
I know you don't like multiplayer versus. What about like horde mode where you're playing cooperative?
Yeah, cooperative play is fine with me. I don't mind that break. Like, I've always talked about a really cool RPG that we all could play. You know, that would be cool to me. Like, you know, but they never do that. It's always like first-person shooter killing everything. You know, it's like that's not... Is that what I want to do? I want to explore a dungeon, and I want to do, you know, throw spells and you know, hack and slash my way to loot and, you know, stuff. If they were to come out with a cooperative Diablo game, I'd be all over it. I'd be like, let's do it, man. Break and Eric and I, let's get together right after, you know, Grinders or on a Saturday or something, and let's fucking do this. Let's play this game. It'd be fucking awesome, but they never do that. It's always, you know... I'm gonna shoot you know, somebody's brains out, you know, or you know, it's just, it's not fun to me, like, to do stuff like that. I get the appeal for other people, but for an RPG player through and through like me, I'd rather, you know, look at the fantasy aspect of things than the reality of like chainsawing somebody or shooting somebody in the head, or I don't know. To me, it's just, it's so repetitive and so mundane. Like it's like like you said, Break Man, go into this room, kill the enemies. Go into the next room, kill the enemies. Go into this room, kill the enemies.
That's how I kind of felt about Mass Effect 3, and that's part of why I didn't like it as much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's just...
And I mean, they turn it into a bog-standard shooter with the story that was capping itself off. I was kind of just there for the story.
Yeah, I mean, and I like in RPGs, a lot of times...
Of which there wasn't much, because it was just ending things.
A lot of times in RPGs, it's the lore, right? That's what these games from Software get beyond almost all other genres of games. There's so much lore. If you look at the Dark Souls series, especially in the Bloodborne game, and I hear tell that Elden Rings has, I mean, just a vast selection of lore. Like, that's the point. Like let's explore a dungeon and let's figure out why this enemy is the way that this enemy is. You know, let's look at the books, let's look at the writing, let's look at the artifacts, let's go to the town and figure out, like, why this you know, why this menace is the way that this menace is, and what can we do to stop it? Like, to me, that's way more interesting and way more engaging than just, okay, this is your enemy and you got to go kill him. Here you go. Here's your gun. Here's your AK-47. Good luck, soldier. You know, I mean, that, to me, it's just, I don't know, it's just, it's a repetitive mess of unadulterated violence, which I don't mind violence in video games. I'm not railing against the violence. I think it's fine. I mean, it's a fucking video game for fuck's sake. But I just think that's another reason why RPGs are so much more appealing than games like that. But let's move on and talk about more of this type of stuff. It's a All right, speaking of Elden Rings, last week we had a discussion on difficulties in games and marketing and stuff like that.
It's Ring, by the way. You keep saying Rings.
Ring. I'm sorry. Elden Ring. Elden Ring. Elden Ring.
I hope the sequel's just called Elden Rings.
I know. They should just call it. I doubt there's going to be a sequel. They always do something new, which is, well, usually they did the Dark Souls trilogy,
I think the only reason Dark Souls 3 exists is because somebody made Dark Souls 2, and... Yeah. It was basically just more of that, so why not keep the brand in strength?
Yeah, I mean, it and they're fine. I like all those games, but we're talking about the difficulty in games and the marketing aspect of it. Last week, I don't think I got my point across. I was listening to a little bit, of the show last week, and I think, you know, to kind of follow up on my point there, I think marketing needs to do a better job. Excuse me. I think marketing needs to do a better job of knowing exactly what their game is. But I think at this point, there's a contingency of video gamers that are savvy enough to know that if it's a game from Software, you know it's going to be hard. You know it's going to be one of those games that, you know, you go into it and it's going to be merciless from start to finish. There's a reason why there are so many memes on the internet about Dark Souls, right? You will die, you know, you died, you know, get good, all this other shit, right? I mean, I think we all know that at this point, right? At least us savvy gamers. What do you think, Breakman? You will die and you will like it, yeah. I mean, it's the MO for these games, you know? You are going to die in these games. It's got a huge learning curve. And you know that going in, right? So I think all
but
the...
So you're saying, like, but the marketing is not good for, like, the general public. They're not knowing that.
Right. And I think the marketing department needs to do a better job of marketing games like Elden Ring and those type of games to let people know that this is not your grandma's game, right? That you're not... You're not going to just go into this like Super Mario Brothers and hit a couple of buttons and before you know it, you save the princess in the castle. You know, these are more involved type
games.
What
the hell version of Mario are you playing? God damn, I've never played one that easy before.
They're pretty easy, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
You
like,
hit a couple buttons and you're already saving the princess? Like, god damn, I gotta go through levels and
it's
shit.
A and B, right? You go through the levels with A and B. It's as simple as that. You jump over shit. You jump over objects. You get
you
to the flagpole.
Over the whole stage and go right to the princess. You
moon jump. Game
Yeah, I use the warps always, man. I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But no, I'm just saying, like, even a person like me who sucks at video games understands that I know what I'm getting into when I play a Demon Souls or a Dark Souls or Elden Ring or Sekiro or any of those games, you know, Bloodborne. I mean, I can't tell you the number of times I went back to Bloodborne because I love the lore so much, but at certain points I just fucking, I give up because it's so fucking hard. Like, it really is like a game-changing experience. Like, you really have to be a good gamer in order to play those games. Dungeon says, enjoy frustration like never before. Rejected Xbox endorsement for a Souls game. It's like, I know you don't necessarily want to do that, Dungeon, but you could market it like, you know, Elden Ring, you know, one of the most challenging RPGs of the year, you know, stuff like that, like, but make it exciting, but
mature rating, violence, language, blood, gore, stress,
frustration, stress, yeah, pulling your hair out, you know, like all these monikers for, but I just think like they should really mark, and I understand why people were upset, but if you don't know From Software from now, you know, by now, I really don't know what to tell you. Like, you know what you're getting into.
They're stuck in a Souls development rut, though. I want them to go make other games.
Yeah, well,
I can see a problem where, like, you know, a parent goes out to buy one for a kid not knowing. Or a grandparent or something like that, you know?
Yeah, something like that.
It's a mature title. Yeah, whatever. He plays those Call of Duty games. Like, he'll be able to...
Yeah, he plays Grand Theft Auto.
Why do you hate me? I thought I bought you a new gun. This is the worst game ever. I can't get past the first fucking enemy. You're the worst grandma ever. Jesus Christ, that escalated fast.
There are games like that. Like, the Souls games in particular, like, you could literally die with the first enemy. It's like, fuck, man.
That was the Kingsfield games. I love those games. They were hard, but they were rewarding when you beat enemies.
And, you know, I think it was From Software that did those games too, wasn't it, Eric?
Yeah.
I'm just afraid that when some people who love open world games see the ads but do not know that it's related to the Souls games, will jump into it, think it's some kind of gritty Skyrim. See, that's why I'm having a problem with the marketing of those games, Dungeon. I just think you need to change your marketing strategy a little bit when it comes to those games in particular, you know, and I include any Souls-like game into that. You know, if you're marketing your game as like a cutesy, I'll give you another example, that Hollow Knight game, right? We rave about that game. It's super fun, but it's super difficult and super punishing along the lines of Salt and Sanctuary, you know, Dark Souls. I mean, these games, but very rewarding, right? If you beat a boss, you're like, I mean, you're dancing around like, yes! I can't tell you the number of times, like, I played Demon Souls, and, like, I got to a boss, and it was, like, kicking my ass. I'm like, what the fuck? And finally, after I learned a little bit of the mechanics of what was going on, I beat that boss, and then, or I cheesed it, you know? I mean, either way, but it's still a huge accomplishment.
The boss was beaten, right?
Yes! The boss was beaten. That's all that matters, you know? And it's like, the level of achievement when you do that is like, you get that feeling when you
maybe
were a kid.
The ads for this game has spent less time showing like a sizzle reel of open world run or playthroughs and stuff like that, and so showing characters actually, you know, player characters,
you know,
dying and
I think that's why YouTube is like the best way to experience some of these games, man, because if you don't have the money and you just have access to YouTube, you can live through the games through various people. But it gives you a good sense of what the game is about. Like, I was watching...
you know what's funny about the tutorial boss for Elden Ring is if you manage to beat them on the first try, you can go back later and defeat them and get the rewards for beating them.
Yeah.
But if you do it, especially on a new game plus, it's like the game forces you to kill yourself. Thankfully, you keep your souls or runes in this game when that happens, but you can't progress without dying.
Yeah.
So even if you win, you still have to die.
Yeah, I hate battles like that.
The tutorial boss, but they're...
No, it's because you once you get free reign, there's nowhere to go but this ledge, which you'll then fall off of because it will crumble underneath you.
Yeah.
There was a battle in Dragon Quest IV where you could not win. You had to lose. That fucking pissed me off every time. Like, I want to kill this boss.
I hate those battles that are meant for you to lose and use up all your spells and potions.
Thankfully, games like that don't really exist anymore.
I know, they don't, but back in the day they did. Like, you were destined to lose that battle no matter what, so you're using like all your heal potions and you're thinking you're doing really, really good, and you get the boss down to three quarters and all of a sudden
in
you're
most
just
cases
like,
in games like like the Cold Steel series, when that happens, the game will just force your hand after you hit them so many turns.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is, like, you just the boss will just, like, you think you're doing really good, and you get it down to three quarters, and then all of a sudden the boss does this, like, wicked new spell that you'd never seen during the whole, and there's, like, no way to avoid it, and you're dead, and you're like, oh. What do I do?
And before he does that, he heals all of his hit points.
Yeah, to add insult to injury, he heals, and you're dead, and he's like, that's perfect.
That's if the game doesn't just let you do piddly damage to him in the first place.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, that's what I'm saying, Eric. Like, you can do damage to a boss like that. There have been bosses like that where you whittle away and you use all your spells and your potions, and then all of a sudden it's just over, and you're like, fuck, I worked
so
hard.
It's like the developers couldn't figure out a way how to make that a cinematic instead.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the tutorial bosses that murder everyone are like, that's like fucking From Software to a T, man. Like, you know, in Demon Souls, you can beat that first boss. Like, it's really weird. Like, you can beat it. Like, if you get lucky and you keep avoiding the attacks. And
you get souls, but like, it's kind of short-lived, though, because, like, you can't use any of those souls until you beat the first boss anyways, and you'll probably die before then.
Yeah, exactly.
So unless you're good at recovering your lost souls, you're going to lose them anyway.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I know. It's, I don't know. I just think it's really cool. Those games just really say that all the time, Breakman. Fuck you. I mean, that's...
It's Elden Ring.
I know, Eric. You're so critical.
Oh, I'm talking Break.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. You're critical, Eric. Like, everything has to be dotted and you know, crossed. Like, but yeah, it's just...
If you go and buy the game in the store, it comes with a bat to smack your own balls.
or an inward slingshot, so you could slingshot your own balls, you know, stuff like that. It depends on where you get it. Like, if you get it at Target, you get the slingshot. If you get it at Walmart, you get the bat. If you get it at, you know, GameStop, they give you a staple gun. You know, I mean, it's just...
They give you a mouse trap at Meijer. Like, that one, like, they... Wow. That one, they make it look like it's actually going to be to get mice, but as soon as you're trying to set it up, it gets your hand every time.
Right. Right. You put it right on your controller, so, like, you know what you're getting into. You know, you just pick up the controller, snap!
Yeah. Ow. My broken fingers. You get
it at Best Buy, and you get electrodes for your nipples. So, like, oh man, I mean, seriously, they should provide some of that stuff for some people, like a little battery and some electrodes, like, you know, and it gives you instructions. You can either put it on your nipples or your balls, like. Or if you're a woman, right on your badge. You know what I mean?
Just... Right. It comes with, like, pliers. It says, if you enjoy this game, you might also enjoy pulling out your
teeth.
Fingernails.
Oh, your teeth. Yeah.
Or yanking out your own teeth. That's a good one, too. We also recommend yanking out your pubic hairs. So,
oh, yeah. God. We included tweezers. You know, you go to Walgreens, and it's, like, tweezers. You can buy the game there with tweezers and...
Oh, God.
Oh man, if you like punishing yourself, here's your nipple clamps, like alligator clamps. So stupid.
This boss is nothing.
you're crying before you even play the game, you know. Oh man! You get an electric double sided dildo if you buy it from Adam and Eve. You know, stupid stuff like that. You know, for your pleasure and hers. You know,
but that one's got to be operated via the double headed dildo.
Oh yeah, you know they do have
like, a control.
Speaking of that, they do have a cock ring. Deal that you can use with Elden Ring. I think it's a cock ring / vibrator type combo that you can use with Elden Ring. Yeah. I sent that to Eric the other day. I didn't bring it up on the show, but yeah, they do. They actually have a controller operated.
So if you get hard, does it like attack?
I'm not sure how it works.
Like swinging a helicopter, does it defend? I mean, how does that work?
I have no idea, but I need to find that link again. I'll send it to you, Break. It's really funny, man. Hold on, let me see if I could. Maybe I could find it now. Hold on, Elden Ring.
Will you pee? It's like shooting arrows or something.
Hold on, Elden Ring. Ring, cock ring. Let's see if it has it. Let's see. Elden Ring cock ring. Let's see. Is it a cock ring or is it a... I forgot if it was a dildo or something. But I sent the link to Eric. Maybe Eric can send it to you later.
The dildo controller.
Yeah, it's like a... it's a vibrating bullet ring, and it costs like $300.
Holy shit!
Yeah, it's expensive.
Oh man, that better be like high function, high power and shit for $300. Like,
I'm sure it is.
I better be able to buff my car with that. It you know, it better be that powerful.
I'm pretty sure it's a. I don't know, Eric has to. If you can find that link, send it to Break later, Eric. But it's I mean, it's fun. I mean, I'm sure it'd be fun to... But, I mean, I don't think you'd be 5 minutes into the game before you'd be into the bedroom, you know? I mean, you know, but kind of defeats the purpose of playing video games. But anyways, we gotta...
Oh, I'm about to beat this...
Oh, God, I lost. Oh, let's play it again.
Oh, shit, you beat me. Fuck.
Let's play it again.
I'm gonna have to play again.
Exactly. All right, let's do our plugs and get out of here. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, and yeah, that's it.
All right, Eric, your plugs.
No new reviews this week, but I do written reviews on BossBashBrigade.com, and there's also the audio reviews on the feed. Which, if you like either of those and you want to help me out, sending mail is as little as a dollar would help me out on my Patreon, which is provided a link in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can... I forgot to mention a sweeto of mine. Jeff Hardy is in AEW now. Now both of the Hardy boys... Or an AEW, so yeah, AEW's like kicking ass,
so,
man.
Jeff Hardy's gotten his act cleaned up then.
Oh, he's been clean for a while. That was part of the reason why he left the WWE, because they were kind of insinuating that he was using drugs and he actually wasn't, and he went through all the drug testing and all that shit, and it was a long story, man, but he ended up in AEW, and he looks great, man. I mean,
That's good. Yeah. I was worried about him for a while.
Yeah. Though. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, me too, but...
Also, I'll plug Staying Safe, because weather's getting bad here and maybe other areas, yeah. And I'll also plug Chaos, Stranger of Paradise.
All right. I also recommend playing Phoenix Rising, Immortals Phoenix Rising. It's a great game. Very underrated in my opinion. It's a open world, not as big of an open world game as like, San Andreas or, you know, some of the Red Dead Redemptions of the world, but still fun. And chaos now with more Sinatra dungeons. That's exactly dungeon. Yeah, play that game. I think it's underrated. Also, you can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. I'm mostly on the PlayStation, though. But I do check out the other systems from time to time. If you want to add me, add me. I don't have a ton of friends on there. And what else? Check out The Stylist. I think it's actually, for lack of a better term, a very stylish, very well-made movie. Unexpected ending. Great ending. Great ending to that movie, The Stylist. I don't want to spoil anything. But anyways, I think that's all I got. You guys have anything else before we get out of here?
Nope.
All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, enjoy Breakman's harmonica. Go ahead.
As you know,